This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, May 23rd. Our top stories for the day. Mark is going to tell us about the fitting end to the Michael Avenatti saga.
Yeah, Avenatti finally greased his way through the Earth's crust and went straight to hell. Just fell straight through.
He's quite the guy.
He's just got that toxic grease all over him that
yep.
allows him to melt through the crust of the earth. Nice. All right. And then Wes and I are going to take us through a lightning round of other headlines, a really long one, so more like a lightning storm, you know, a really extended lightning round.
Yeah. Let us know what you think about this format with the one story and then a bunch of other, you know, shorter ones when we're doing the three-man thing. We like it. We have had some good feedback so far, so let us know.
Yeah. Do you guys like jokes?
Yeah. More jokes or you want longer stories?
Yeah. It's quicker. Less facts, more laughs, mm-hmm. right?
So. Yep.
All right, Mark, take it away.
Want to know one of the easiest ways to show everyone you mean business? I know what you're thinking. No, it's not stuffing a sock in your pants. Although that is the second easiest way to show everyone you mean business. No, it's actually having a sweet holster on your hip. And if you're going to have a holster, why not have the best? That's where We the People comes in. We the People Holsters offers custom-made holsters all produced in the USA. They design their own holsters in-house, which means they don't use any third-party molds for their holsters. Instead, they design every unique mold in Las Vegas in order to best fit each and every firearm perfectly. They constantly update designs, adding new designs every month, which lets them stay up to date on the newest models that come out. Their unique and intuitive clip design allows... Oh God, I'm like out of breath. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Their unique and intuitive clip design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and securely at all times. You're able to place the holster on your back and set the cant or the angle and ride or how high or low it sits on your waist at which it sits for easy access. Every holster also has adjustable retention, which is signaled with a click sound. We the People holsters start at just $37 a piece. Every holster comes with a lifetime guarantee. Every holster ships free. If it's not perfect, send it back for a refund. Right now, listeners of Hard Factor can go to wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and enter promo code FACTOR at checkout to get $10 off their first holster. That's as low as $37, and shipping is free with an additional $10 off using my promo code. Again, that's wethepeopleholsters.com/factor and the promo code FACTOR at checkout for $10 off.
Hey guys, what's the opposite of Time's Person of the Year?
FBI's Most Wanted?
FBI's Most Wanted, that's a good one. Is it like a Razzie for a human being? Instead of a movie. Mm-hmm. The only reason I ask is because Michael Avenatti would win that shit hands down in 2019. Like, there wouldn't even be any other options. It'd just be him on the ballot. So we've covered this guy before. The lawyer of the stars. One-time presidential hopeful. And we've said it before. He's slimier than the Ghostbusters mascot, Slimer.
Good comparison.
Yeah, I mean, that's a slimy guy. He's ripped off every business partner he's ever worked with. He steals from his clients. He doesn't pay taxes. And most importantly, he doesn't pay child support. Yeah. That's the sign of not being a respectable human being, not paying for your fucking child.
Yeah, it's the
that's
worst.
The worst. Yep. You can get away with most things, but that's mm-hmm. the worst.
Yep. That's really bad. I bet he was like the kind of guy that used to like at house parties. He would wait till everybody got drunk, and then he would try to force like big bets on people. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh yeah.
Like
absolutely. That guy. He just he and I'm sure he's also probably allegedly, in my mind, also probably had sex with women against their will. Meanwhile, he's flying on private jets, living in lavish homes and hotels, and eating at fancy restaurants with the stars and celebrities, all on stolen fucking money. But Michael Avenatti has hit a new low, folks. Apparently, unsurprisingly, he has stolen from the client that brought him to national attention, the client he promised he would do right by, as he's probably promised everyone in his life. That's right. Michael Avenatti has stolen from one-time AVN Starlet of the Year, Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. I mean, the closer you get to Avenatti, the more fucked you're going to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
deal. Yeah. The more he promises you, the worse
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
He's like a human black hole. You just don't... Just stay away.
Yes.
Yeah. Do not...
Stay out of his gravitational pull.
On Wednesday, Avenatti was charged by federal prosecutors of using a doctored document to divert about, another word for steal, about $300,000 that Daniels was supposed to get from a book deal that she earned, then used that money for personal business expenses. So prosecutors said that Avenatti sent fraudulent and unauthorized letters, or a letter to Daniels' literary agent, pretending to like be her, I believe, instructing the agent to send the money not to Daniels' personal bank account, but to a different bank account that, guess who owned? Michael Avenatti.
Yeah.
So he's like, Stormy wants you to send the money here.
Right. That's an easy steal, because you know no one at the literary agency like thought that Stormy had any idea what to do or what she was doing. She's a porn star. Like, yeah, of course, Avenatti's handling all this.
You think Stormy's been taken advantage of before?
Yeah. Maybe it's cute a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fucked up, man. Imagine how many hairy chests she had to sign to get that fucking money, like at book signings, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How many like sweaty, hairy chests?
Yeah. And ducks, just... dicks she had to suck to get there.
Right. She's been doing porns to make a living.
Oh, yeah. She's working.
Finally makes a book deal, and then her guy steals all the money. She's back to stripping and softcore porn.
She needs that money so bad.
Yeah, no, I saw her in a new softcore like a couple weeks ago.
She's going to be doing a lot of them because she doesn't have any money. Anyways, Avenatti denied the allegations on Twitter like he's denied everything. He said no monies relating to Miss Daniels were ever misapportionated. That's not how you say that word. Misapportionated. What? Or mishandled. She received millions of dollars worth of legal services, and we spent huge sums in expenses. She directly paid only $100 to me for all the services she received.
Only $100?
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit. Yeah. I look forward to seeing what the jury has to say in the evidence.
He thinks that she owed him this. That's the deal.
No, he just is a scumbag. Yeah. He's insane. Yeah. Last we heard from Avenatti, he was trying to blackmail the biggest shoe company in the world, Nike, for $25 million to not present information he claimed that he had on Nike paying high school athletes to go to certain universities they worked with. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's
what they do.
Yeah.
He thought that he was like going to blow the lid off the NCAA. Like, he was the first guy to ever have that idea.
He's the only
moron.
He's the only guy that knew that about Nike. Like, was he going to call Nick Nolte as a star witness? Like, what is it?
Right.
everyone
broke 3-year-old news or something.
Everyone knows they do that. And then they sign them to multi-million-dollar deals the second they go pro. Like, this is not surprising.
Yep.
You didn't have anything on him, Avenatti, and you're lucky you didn't get killed by them by a hitman they hired. Also in Los Angeles, he's facing a multi-count federal indictment alleging that, as I mentioned at the top, he stole millions of dollars from clients. He didn't pay taxes. He committed bank fraud, and he lied during bankruptcy proceedings, to which he's facing up to 300 years in prison in Los Angeles.
This guy's just out, right? He's just walking
300 years for that. He's got the Stormy shit.
He's making reservations.
He's got the Nike blackmailing.
Is he free? Is he free, man?
I mean, I don't know.
I think he is. I think he's walking around in suits.
He's at a penthouse right now doing coke.
Yeah. 300 years is such a fake number. A human can't even live that.
He's looking at wine lists.
It's not if you're going to jail. It's if you're going to jail for life. 300 years is like you need to plea down to 50.
Right.
I mean, I suggest instead of imprisoning this guy, though, we just get hidden cameras on him 24/7, like in the Truman Show, and just watch this guy operate unbeknownst to him somehow. I don't know how you do that, but it would be the best television in the history of the world watching this villain, this monster of a human being, just operate daily.
He's such a monster.
Imagine like you gasp so often, like, oh, did he really just do that to that person? Like, oh my god,
it's like his son's first baseball game, and he's just like fucking everyone over in the stands, like his son.
He's fucking his son's best friend's mom, under the bleachers.
Sure. Oh, without a doubt. telling that kid to get in his friend's mom's pants, telling that kid, I wish you were my son type shit. Let's take it to the internet, where Steve Chambers says, no surprise here for CNN's greatest attorney. And Bob Dixon says, CNN's favorite son is going to jail. And he is going to jail. And that brings up a good point. We like to bust on Breitbart and news sources and the left and the right, because we're middle road here. Yep. CNN and some other people are just as biased. The only news source that isn't biased, let me put it this way, is Hard Factor. We're gonna fucking nail you to the cross one way or the other. We don't care what side you're on.
Yeah. Stop calling us cucks.
Oh my god.
All right. Moving on to the lightning round.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt.
Oh yeah.
You may remember the story we covered not too long ago about the little squabble that Canada and the Philippines were having over some trash.
Oh, yeah.
That Canada illegally dumped on the Philippines.
Funny story.
Yeah. And how absolutely just livid and furious Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte was about it.
It doesn't take much to wind him up, you know?
No.
He's...
His lunch is late and he's ready to hang someone.
Not a meditator, that guy.
No. So he threatened war. He threatened to dump the trash,
over the trash
on the Canadian embassy. He most recently threatened to dump the trash off their coast. He was like in the process of hiring or having a company from his own country
off
do that.
Off his own coast?
No, off their coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And it appears that his very real threats finally paid off. Canada is caving to Duterte, something that he's been used to all of his life, I'm sure, and likely knew this was coming. Like there's like an aide to him. Like, sir, I don't think they're coming to get the trash. He's like, Duterte just takes like a long drag of his cig. They will come.
Yeah, finishes the cig in one drag.
Yeah, one drag. He knew they were coming. Sorry, bad joke. And Canada is coming. They hired a company to go get their trash from the Philippines, costing them over $1 million. And I can only imagine the look that Duterte will have on his face as he waits at the port with his arms crossed as the boat like pulls in to collect the trash.
Did you get out of it?
Yeah.
You're coming back again, yeah?
Yeah.
You're coming back making another round, yeah?
You missed the container.
They're definitely also throwing their own trash, and there's like Philippine branded trash. He's like, look what you sent to us.
Sure. It also makes a lot of sense because, like, if you had a stare down, like in the streets, Duterte versus Trudeau, I mean, Duterte would just destroy Trudeau.
Not even a question. No. Not even a question. Yeah.
Trudeau would be weeping within like minutes.
That company better be getting paid a pretty penny because they're going to be micromanaged. The armed guards are going to be around them. That's the worst job in the world to pick up this trash.
No shit. So good. I think it's a good thing Canada is doing it. They obviously dumped it illegally. They should do it. So,
right. It was against like an international embargo.
Yeah. It was against some like.
It was a good prank, though. Yeah. It was a pretty good prank.
It was a good prank. No. Yeah, those cheeky Canadians. Yeah, it was a good prank. All right. On Wednesday morning, President Trump walked out of a meeting with top House Democrats after only a few minutes. And then when he walked out, he told the press that I walked into the room and told Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure, but you can't do it under these circumstances. And then he walked out. Trump added that his message is, quote, get these phony investigations over with, unquote. And then
short
to
meeting.
Follow up on that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, short meeting. He literally just walked out. That's it.
So that's can't stand the smell of weakness in
I
that
guarantee
room.
You he smiled, Pelosi and Schumer smiled, and they're like, we can't do this. Fuck.
Yeah.
We all hate each other. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, mutual like let's get the fuck out of this room probably. Yeah. To follow up on that, Senator John Kennedy, a Republican from Louisiana, he said in a speech on the Senate floor on Wednesday also, quote, I say this gently, and I say this hopefully constructively to my friends in the House leadership. The House leadership needs to urinate or get off the pot.
That's not the right saying.
Mm-mm. No. He was scared to say shit, I guess.
I think that's what it is. Or he's...
Or he pees sitting down.
Right, yeah.
And he thinks everyone pees sitting down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I squat over there. I stand up on my tippy toes, and I squat over, and I stick my dick straight down, and I shoot it as hard into the toilet as I can. It makes a big noise.
It makes a big noise.
What are you talking about? Urinate or get off the pot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's full court press on meeting walkouts and crazy, zany Southern sayings. Like, that's going on with the Trump administration.
Hilarious. All right, some more Brexit-related news.
Yes.
The Brexit party leader, Nigel Farage, who just a few days ago was doused with a Five Guys salted caramel and banana milkshake in Newcastle, was once again bettered by the summertime treat when his Brexit party bus was surrounded in Kent by men wearing dark hoodies and holding cups, presumably full of milkshakes. So Farage, you know, took one look at him, looked down at his $1,000 suit and said, nope, not getting off the bus.
He's getting bullied by a gang of people with milkshakes.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So after his now beefed up security, who Farage ridiculed after the last attack, regained control of the crowd, he did step off the bus but did not venture far, and I can only imagine was constantly worried that he was about to be very cold and covered in the delicious dessert.
Oh yeah, his head's left, right, like every half second.
He's like a cat on a hot tin roof, just hopping around like
here comes.
He looks exactly like a cat. Here it comes.
Nigel, watch out. If you're in the crowd, you had to have done that.
As we covered the other day, too, he's also so proper. His name sounds like the fanciest drink at a gin bar. Nigel Farage. I'll have the Nigel Farage.
Yeah.
Like, and, he talks like it, too.
Yeah. So I did some, why is this milkshake thing? I did some research, and it appears that the explanation is extremely logical, according to some professors who weighed in on the subject. The main reason is the obvious one, and that's that it makes the person look absolutely ridiculous and takes away from their political aura.
A professor's official statement.
They did a lot of research on this. The professors. Yeah.
Well, he does look ridiculous.
When you're covered in a milkshake and trying to take you serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sure they didn't just quiz three hobos? Like,
Yeah.
What did they take the professor's times away from to get to the bottom of this milkshake issue?
Yeah, I don't know. But the second thing that they said is that the milkshakes are just readily available, and you don't really look suspicious if you're carrying one. Like the guy who doused them earlier in this week, he just looked like a fat guy enjoying a milkshake and then threw it at Farage, versus like a PETA douchebag who's carrying around like a bucket of red paint or something. So,
well, it's just like the theory of relativity if you think about it. Yeah. If you're covered in a cold milkshake, you look stupid.
Exactly. So I hope it continues to happen because it's awesome.
It is.
Yeah, that's a great protest. All right. The Pentagon finally admitted it investigates UFOs, but this was according to the New York Post. So the New York Post says that they had an exclusive statement from the FBI where they used the term unidentified aerial phenomena, which I guess proves that the FBI is and always has been researching UFO sightings.
Of course they have been.
Yes.
I'm surprised.
Right.
The New York Post didn't say that the Pentagon itself is a UFO. That's surprising.
Yeah, this is just real Big J stuff here. They figured out that our intelligence agencies in the most advanced country in the world watch the skies. Right. You know, there's only like the ground and then there's the sky. There's like two things you can watch.
Exactly.
We watch both of them.
Let's protect ourselves from one of the two surfaces right. of the horizon. You know, like.
You want to look into that thing up there? Nah, just leave it alone. Leave it alone. Yeah.
UFOs are too silly to care about the entire sky.
Right. Cracking journalism by the New York Post.
Yep.
All right. I don't know if this is old news, but it's hilarious. One of Hard Factor's favorite psychos, Charlie Sheen, is being reported to have once brought a hooker to Thanksgiving. This according to his ex-wife, mother to his children, and perfect 10 Denise Richards. Mm. Apparently, Sheen showed up to her house with a hooker in his car a few years ago. And as she recounted on a recent episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, quote, he was afraid to tell me, well, she's in the driveway. Is it okay if she's in the driveway?
He left her in the car?
Yeah, he left her in the car.
While he ate dinner with his family. Yeah,
you just wait here. Just leave her in the hotel. Here, yeah. So to that, she said, I'll set a fucking plate. Even a hooker deserves to have Thanksgiving dinner. So not sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, not sure if she actually made it to the table.
She got in. She's like, it's a lovely home you have here, Denise.
Yeah, she just.
Real swell of you to offer me a plate.
Yeah, thanks for letting me out of the car.
She goes down on Sheen in the middle of the fucking dinner.
Yeah.
I feel like I had heard that story before, but I feel like I've heard every Charlie Sheen story before. So.
I feel like that's
it's a move.
That's not one of the more surprising Charlie Sheen stories. No, that's a tamer story.
Right.
He had the
right.
wherewithal to drive a car to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, he's driving. That was the surprising part. All right.
Our last story. Tony Robbins has been accused by several women this week of all kinds of sexual misconduct. So just really too many women and different deeds to list. But I've got to say that this is very unsurprising to me. You see, when I was younger, not feeling great, bought some Tony Robbins CDs. And if you've listened to the program, then you know that the whole thing is basically about making yourself feel good enough so that you want to fuck somebody, and then working on yourself to be a decent enough person so that other people will want to fuck you back.
Mm.
And then there's breathing exercises, and then that's it. So that's the whole program.
Yeah.
So not surprising.
I mean, you're right. And he used that to his advantage himself. His wife was an attendee that he had sex with, and he's had sex with a lot of the attendees.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of staying at a resort while one of his conventions was going on. I was at a wedding, and I got some real good insight. I watched the Netflix special on him. I got some real good insight that weekend. And also, my wife saw two 40-year-olds having oral sex in the public garden at 3 p.m. in broad daylight that were attendees.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
like, yeah, I mean, yeah. Like, people are going there to like hopefully feel good about good enough about themselves to like go out, get drunk, and hook up with somebody.
I'm not a loser. I'm not a loser. Yeah. I can have sex.
Tony Robbins has like the kind of voice where if you like walked into your house and he was like fucking your wife and you heard his voice from the bedroom,
you leave.
You would just like start packing your shit.
You need a shotgun.
Is she fucking an ogre in there? Like,
and then you see him and you don't think any different, especially if the lights are out. Right. You're like, Jesus Christ.
I give up.
Your husband isn't coming home, is he? Take that.
And you just don't even open the door.
He could choke slam. He's like Kane. His hands are. He could break a basketball with a hand.
He's a man.
Yeah.
His red arms. All right. A little inside. All right. And that's it for Hard Factor this week. Please spread the word and be on the lookout for more Cannabis Cup coverage coming up very soon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. And most importantly, have a great fucking weekend. Smooth.